Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we are going to unlock the book What I Talk About When I Talk About Running, a memoir. Whether you are a jogger who occasionally runs to stay fit or a running fanatic, conquering a marathon must be an inner desire. The protagonist of today's book, Haruki Murakami, is keen on long-distance running. From the autumn of 1982 to the time he wrote this book, he had been running for almost 23 years. Since his first marathon in Honolulu, he has run a full marathon at least once per year. From Murakami City in Japan to an ancient trail in Greece, from Kauai Island in Hawaii to Cambridge in Massachusetts, Murakami has run countless miles around the world. Even if you haven't read or heard of this book, you surely have heard of him. Haruki Murakami, Japan's most famous writer, started writing his debut novel at the age of 29, Hear the Wind Sing, and won the Gunzo Prize for New Writers. Since then, he has become a full-time writer and was awarded the Jerusalem Prize in 2009 and the Hans Christian Andersen Award, the highest Danish literature honors, in 2015. His masterpiece Norwegian Wood has sold more than 10 million copies in Japan. His subsequent works such as Kafka on the Shore and 1Q84 are also regulars on bestseller lists. In the literary world, he is regarded as one of the most influential Japanese writers. If you want to know more about Haruki Murakami and understand his writing, you can also listen to Bookie's Novelist as Profession. At the age of 33, shortly after he began his professional writing career, Murakami picked up running as a hobby. Over 20 years of running experience has shaped not only his understanding of writing but also provided a unique angle for him to perceive life. This book, What I Talk About When I Talk About Running, a memoir, documents in entirety Murakami's thoughts while running and how they help his writing. As he stated, this book does contain a certain amount of what might be dubbed life lessons. They might not amount to much, but they are personal lessons I've learned through actually putting my own body in motion, and thereby discovering that suffering is optional. They may not be lessons you can generalize, but that's because what's presented here is me, the kind of person I am. Thus, this book is not only his journal about running but also a memoir. Is the real Murakami as gloomy and melancholy as the characters in his novels? What can we learn from him through this book? Now let's take a look at this book from three aspects to discover what running brings to Murakami's writing and life. First part, why Haruki Murakami chose running. Second part, how long-term running helps Murakami's writing. Third part, what life lessons and insights running provides Murakami. First, let's talk about why he chose running instead of other physical activities. Exercise takes many forms. Why did Murakami choose running? In Murakami's opinion, running has a lot of advantages. First of all, you don't need anybody's assistance, and there is no need for special equipment or going anywhere special for you to be able to run. As long as you have running shoes and a good road, you can run to your heart's content. Soon after Murakami became a professional novelist, he moved to Narashino in Chiba Prefecture and started running. At that time, the place was still countryside and a thicket of bushes and grass. There were no decent facilities for exercising but only neat roads and a small stadium at Nihon University's School of Science and Technology. Murakami began his long-distance running by hitting the 400-meter track in the stadium. After learning that Murakami has been running for decades, you might think he must be a disciplinarian. However, Murakami believes his running habit has nothing to do with willpower. It is mainly because running fits his personality. He also thinks we can only organically stick to things that we really love. No matter how strong our willpower is, it is almost impossible to force ourselves to do things that we disdain. So what is Murakami's personality? Before becoming a full-time novelist, he owned a jazz club that played jazz music and served coffee during the day. At night, it turned into a pub and featured live musical performances on weekends. However, Murakami is not as outgoing as other club owners as you might imagine. He had to greet all customers with big smiles and be chatty and hospitable to keep the business running. However, compared to working with people, he actually enjoys being alone with himself. Reading books quietly and listening to a piece of music is more his thing. For him, running is a way to celebrate time alone. He does not need to talk to anybody or pay attention to anyone. With his favorite jazz or rock music being played, Murakami only needs to focus on the path ahead and jog at his own pace. Running is such a precious and irreplaceable hobby for Murakami, and it has naturally become part of his life. Another aspect of Murakami's character is that he does not care much about the result, that is to say, he doesn't obsess over success or failure. Instead, he focuses on whether he can meet his own standards. Owing to this, long-distance running is more in line with his expectations. People who run a marathon totally understand that. It is not important to surpass a specific person in the race. Most runners only set a goal for themselves, such as to finish the full course within a certain amount of time. For them, not achieving the goal won't mean the end of the world. Instead of feeling discouraged, they take pride in the effort they put in and celebrate the process. Other than personality, another reason why Murakami chose to run is because of his physique. He gains fat easily, which was something he could control while running the jazz club since it involved a lot of physical work. However, at the beginning of his life as a novelist, he spent most of his time at a desk, so the weight piled on and his physical strength gradually declined. Murakami realized that if he wanted to live a long life as a novelist, he must find a way to keep healthy and control his weight. Thus, he started running every day, and just like eating, sleeping, and writing, it is a part of his daily routine and has become a must-do activity. Well, the text above is all for the first part. Murakami chose running instead of other sports because it is a free sport, free of equipment, venues, and so on. Your body and a pair of running shoes are all that's needed. Moreover, Murakami enjoys spending time alone and never cared all that much whether he beat others or lost to them, so running fits his personality perfectly. Additionally, he chose running because he found he easily piled on fat due to a lack of physical activity. After becoming a professional novelist, he spent most of his time indoors at his desk. So he had to take exercises to manage weight and maintain good health. That's how he started his decades-long hobby of running. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Was zum Teufel, du Bastard? Du bist tot, du kleiner Hundeficker!
Und dieser kleine Hundeficker, das ist unser Werner. Ein ganz normaler Berliner Kleinstkrimineller, der dann aber im Knast das Ding seines Lebens dreht.
Una Fantastica Risetta Perla Pizza.
Er klaut seinem Zellengenossen ein Pizzarezept. Aber nicht irgendeins. Und mit dem eröffnet Werner dann die beste Pizzeria Berlins. Doch Werners Glück ist nur von kurzer Dauer. Denn es hagelt Probleme. Werners Pizzaparadies. Erstmals großes Kino- und Podcast-Format. Mit fetter Starbesetzung. Alina But, Kida Ramadan, Edin Hasanovic, Oliver Koritke, Ralf Richter, Ben Becker, Winfried Glatzeder, Anna Schmidt und viele mehr. Abonniert die Scheiße. Jetzt macht schon, mach!
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.